I got to bring you back
okay.
to Dunbar Elementary and a guy by the name of Jackie Robinson.
Oh, man, he came to town in 1947.
He was a great Brooklyn Dodger mm-hmm. baseball player, mm-hmm. and you actually saw him play.
I saw him play across the dime, yeah. But they were playing the Tulsa...
Oilers, I think, at the time.
The Tulsa Oilers, right. And he came, he hit a single, he stole second, he stole third, and he stole home. Oh, man. After Joe Louis, he was the next hero. Yeah, I saw him. I got a chance to see him. When the teachers came in and said, it costs a dime, I was living at that time on Oklahoma Street, and I was going to Dunbar. When she said, if you don't have a dime, if you can get your dime, I said, can I go home? She said, yeah, and I ran all the way home and got that dime and ran all the way back and got on the bus. And oh, yeah, yeah.
And another guy who came to town that was famous was Lionel Hampton.
Lionel came to town, and I was in the seventh grade. I saw his band in the seventh grade, and he came to Carver and swung everybody into bad health, man. You know, Lionel was a drummer and a vibe player, but Mr. Dixon played vibe. Remember I mentioned he had a one-octave vibe sitting on the top of his drum. But Lionel came and played, man, like nobody's business. First time I saw Filipino, he was in his band. He's a trombone player. Later, some years later, man, many years later, must have been 1963 or 64, his wife Gladys called me from New York. They were playing at the Metropole. She called me, she said, we want you to come play drum for the weekend. I said, okay. Well, he paid you $35. I said, no, lady, $35 a night. No, no, no. She didn't like to pay money. And she controlled it. She didn't even give him money.
I remember as a youngster, I used to hear on the radio, Paul LaVelle and the Band of America.
Right. Mr. Sims introduced me to Paul. He used to come on Monday nights at 6 o'clock. I think it's 6 o'clock.
On the radio.
Right, on the radio. And Mama bought me a radio. When I got to Carver, Mama bought me a little brown radio.
In fact, I think it was a City Service Band.
City Service,
of the Band
of
America.
City Service, yeah.
City Service was a gasoline brand. So that influenced you too, didn't it?
Oh, I love, to this day, I would love to play in a marching band. I love march music. I love it. I mean, it's gotten really crazy now with all these different formations that have become a show. But the musicianship itself, a lot of the march music that I've played over the years, besides playing jazz, my most gratifying experience is playing march music. Because you've got to be technically sound and a whole bit. And yeah, I love it. I love it.